AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Catch it when you can, dropping knowledge from fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirit, make you wanna revisit. Tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey, can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do. Can't no bitch do what you do.
Welcome to Laugh and Learn. I am your host, Blaine Monroe, and today almost is the start of a new month. We are at May 31st, almost 6 months into the year, and I would love to say that America has gotten better, but absolutely not. So today we're going to talk about it. I am here with my wonderful producer, Mr. Aaron, and my girl, my one and only girl, Miss Toots herself, Bobby Clifford. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Blaine.
I'm glad you're here to join me because I've been all over the place. I was on a whirlwind tour in Yellow Springs, Xenia, and Springfield, Ohio. Good God.
Ooh, tell us all about it.
Springfield, Ohio will never be the same. They was already Trump country. They were scared of black folks. But when they saw this black tranny come through, I think they fell in love, baby. Oh, my God. I had the best time. Thank you, Yellow Spring Xenia and Springfield, Ohio. Thank you, Donnell Rollins. We were at Donnell Land this weekend, Bobby. And it is a gathering of people from all nationalities, all walks of life. We barbecued. We paddleboarded. We were on canoes. We played kickball. We played cards. We drank together. And he had a podcast on Monday. And I'm sitting on the stage with no makeup. I'm looking just about like I look right now. And I'm looking at an audience of everything. And when I say everything, everything. And they say, Flame, what does Donnell Land mean to you? And I said, I'm looking at America. This is America to me. This is the America that I grew up in. Everybody just getting along, fraternizing, fixing each other plates. There were large whites, large blacks, small white, Asian. Everybody was a family. Nobody was in lieu of being shot or being beat up. There was no profanity. It was so many kids around. The kids were interacting. That is the America I grew up in. And unfortunately, that is not the America that I know right now. But I remember that that was there. And I was glad to be reminded of this is what is America, not what they're pushing. So it was a beautiful time for me. I had a great time. I was introduced to 2,600 new people because they had me host the show. It was Trump country. I came out and told a joke about Joe Biden. But, of course, I had to give them what they needed. I told one about Trump, too. I said, Trump liked to grab woman by the pussy. I hope he grabbed mine. He's going to be stroking for 9 inches. They lost it. They loved me because I did not attack their leader. I made fun of their leader. It's a very big difference when you don't attack, but if you make fun of. Because they know it, too. They laughed with me, not at me. They laughed with me. It was a great experience, Bobby. And I was glad to go. So next year, we got to go, Bobby. Are you going to get in the boat, Bobby Clifford?
Sweet Jesus, I might sink it. I might be the Fitzgerald that went down.
Oh, there was a man, Bobby, three times bigger than you. His boat didn't sink. Now, it did a Willie almost the whole time, but it didn't sink.
scraping the bottom.
His boat had an erection. It was all up in the front. Good God.
He didn't sit in the middle?
Set in the back, baby, and the boat was full on hard. Good. I wanted to put a condom on it. Jesus, the boat was standing up. It was so much fun. It was a reminder of my childhood because when I used to go to summer camp, we would thrust upon each other with all different nationalities. So it wasn't no, you a black kid, I'm a white kid, you a Latino kid, you're Asian. We were all just children and we all got along, you know. We just got along because we got along because we were kids, not because we were colors. And that's what's wrong with the world now. Everybody's seeing color as opposed to people. It's just crazy. But it was a great experience. Thank you, Donnell Rollins. Donnell Land is wonderful. Next year, you guys get your tickets and look for it on Donnell's site. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I'm telling you, bring your kids, bring your dog, bring your camping equipment, and bring a great personality. And leave your troubles at home because it was just a wonderful experience. I just had to get that out. And now we back home to the drawing board. Good God, am I back. Jesus, thank you. And where we at? This was also a very, very touching and hard weekend for me, Bobby, because we lost a legend. We lost somebody that I admire so much that I have impersonated her as a character for more than 20 years. The late, great, the one and only Miss Tina Turner herself. God, I love to do Tina. Tina was my bread and butter for many years, Bobby, because I was known as a Tina Turner female impersonator. I made so much money just doing Tina as a character.
You were the first person I thought of. When I heard it and it popped up, I immediately thought of you. I'm like, oh my God, that's, you know. I mean, she was a remarkable woman who, through the adversity of her life and the worst of circumstances, she was the phoenix that rose again.
Yeah.
She was quite.
What, 50, 60 years in the industry? And mind you, she was a black woman the whole time. So imagine how hard it was back then as a black entertainer and a woman, you know, because it ain't just because you black. America is very sexist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she rose above all that. And then she left this country because she wanted to be. She went to Europe because she had experienced being treated as a person. That is horrible to say, but so true. She experienced being treated as a person, not an entertainer, not black, not a woman. And she said, you know what? I'm out of here. So she bought her home in the south of France and lived and died there and lived well and died well there. That was a beautiful thing. Sometimes you got to go find your joy. And Tina was a phenomenon. I used to have the legs. I still got them. They're not as young and strong as they used to be. But I used to have the legs. I always had the smile. The tits didn't get a little bigger. But I love to emulate Tina. I love Tina's fire and her energy. I love that raspy voice. And I love that Tina was never nothing but hair, teeth, legs, and a smile. She was always, that's who Tina was, and energy.
And energy. I was gonna, just going to say the same thing, and energy. She kind of entered the room and everybody turned, regardless of what condition, if she was all done up or if she wasn't. And she married a much younger man. My God, was he, what was he? Was he French or Swiss or?
Erwin Bach. I think he was Swiss.
Okay, because I knew she lived there for, she lived
no,
there
No, I think
for
he was German.
Oh, was
and
he
got a job in Switzerland and they moved there. And then she bought the chateau in the south of France.
Yeah.
But whatever the case was, what I love that she found in her life, which is the most important. I know y'all think it's money and fame and success. I promise you that having somebody to love you that you can depend on and you can talk to, because pillow talk is the greatest talk in the world. That is so important to have that comfortability level. And y'all know I talk about love like I ain't falling in love. But I do love that I have somebody that looks after me, that I trust and I lean on when I need to. She had that after all the abuse that she went through with another partner and then whatever the ups and downs of her career and her life, she found somebody that gave her joy to the end. That is always a good thing.
Yeah, in peace. She died with her family around her and she was just at peace. And it also shows you that, you know, you have to take care of yourself, because I swear that half of the stress that she had led to some of those medical conditions. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's awful. But she's going to be sorely missed for sure.
She was a twice inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She will go on forever. And I love that they have been paying so many tributes. I think Beyonce did a tribute for her on one of her shows. And they've been playing her on Soul Town on Sirius Radio. They have just turned it into a Tina Turner station. I have heard songs by Tina that I had never heard that I love. I listened to a Sam Cooke's rendition of
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I listened to of I Was Born by the River, and I had never heard Tina's version. I thought it was great, but they played The Game of Love by Santana. This is my favorite song by Tina. I love to give you a little bit, and I lost my man in Ohio, but I started doing the show for the people in Ohio.
Did you come out like that at all? I came out as Tina
on the show. They went apes. I think the white people still screamed. I think they thought they were looking at one of those holograms. That was so much like Tina.
Oh my God. And that white dress that you have, that's like perfection, right?
That's my little booty shaking dress. But rest in peace to the great, late, great Tina. We're losing so many of the greats. But I love the fact that dash from 1939 to 2023, that dash was a roller coaster of love for her. She went up and down. And when she did go up, she went to the stratosphere. Tina was the biggest star at one point in time of anyone.
Mm, absolutely. And now she's, I mean, if you believe in an afterworld, she's with her baby. You know, he died 5 or 6 years ago, I think.
Because, you know, Ike didn't get in. Ike was sitting on the outside of Thompson. This is bullshit. Why I ain't get in? Smoking a cigarette outside of heaven. I couldn't get in.
No. Yeah, he's got to do a little purgatory time. With us Catholics, like, you got to do your time. A little purgatory time first.
Ooh, I'm scared of purgatory. They ain't got no fan. rest in peace to the late, great Tina Turner, ladies and gentlemen. We all loved her. America loved her. Europe loved her. I think people just loved her in general. She was just a force, a powerhouse of a person, an entertainer, and a woman. So,
And we love, as Americans, we love an underdog. We love anybody that's fought back from adversity and gone on and done well and bring people along, you know. So she was, again, she was a one in a million, that's for sure.
Okay. And also, that was the death of a legend. Now let's talk about the birth of a new legend, a legend in the making, because this past weekend they had that live version of the Little Mermaid. Did you see it, Bobby?
I did see it. And you were just talking. I was thinking a couple of sentences you've already said that I was thinking that would be a perfect segue. Inclusion. So it wasn't just about having a little black girl as a mermaid. I don't want to ruin it for people, but the family. So she, you know how she's got sisters, you know, we've all seen the cartoon version. They're all different ethnicities. It's inclusive.
Yeah.
It just, she happened to be African-American. But she has a Latina sister. She has an Indian sister. She has an Asian sister. She has a white sister.
First of all, I thought that was cool. I know that daddy, because I know a guy who got an Asian kid and a white kid and a Latina. His name ain't Titan, but I know that daddy. That is what's great. And I love that they used Melissa McCarthy to play the
series. She was terrific.
I heard she was terrific.
And I never knew she could carry a tune. She, what she is as good as the first note, but this is a girl who doesn't sing. So she must have had vocal lessons and she put her own spin on it. You know, she did it. It was pretty much word for word, but she put inflections that the original version didn't have. I thought she was absolutely incredible. I loved it. Each person did a great job. I think that we should have you be Sebastian's sister, Crab, being like Sebastiana or Sebastian. You could be.
Oh no! Let me tell you something. If I had any part, I had to be the big bitch that's in charge. I had to be Ursula. I wanted to be Ursula.
I could see. There's like a character. Oh my God! What is it? Scuttle. There's a bird that's always got all the information and she's flying in. I could see you as that too. Coming out.
You know, I always get all the information, Bobby. Listen, I love the fact that there were so many doubting Thomases and there was so much pushback because of, you know, this person played this character or this color played that character, that the movie broke box office records and made $117 million this opening weekend and it's still making crazy money. It's getting great reviews.
Oh my God, yeah.
We have to give things a chance. Everybody got an opinion about this, that, and the third, but you have to give things a chance. And I love that they proved all the doubting Thomases wrong. I love that, Bobby.
It was so inclusive. The show almost made color and ethnicity, went away. So the main character, the boy, isn't this terrible? I can't think of his name, but the prince, his mother was African American and he was white. It just, if you were the best, you got the role, period.
Yeah.
And it made us, and you didn't see anything. You weren't looking for color. You were just looking for the characters. You were looking for them to do the job well. It was amazing. It was 185 million, almost 186 worldwide.
Worldwide, okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's pretty dope. And that is fantastic. And that will open up the door for other movies, for them to give other opportunities to people of not just color, but different ethnicities, different backgrounds to say, hey, you may be an unknown or what have you, but we're going to give you, did, like you said, whoever did the best audition got the job. That is what it should be, but so many things are off name.
I feel that's how the world should be, right? Whoever the best accountant is, whatever, the best person and most qualified should get the position. As long as we do have a little diversity, because we need a little bit, people to have different mindsets. So you want to have a little bit of everything. So you think of everything.
Yes, the best host should always be playing the role. It's just the truth.
Well, there you go. It's just, you'd be a fool not to do so.
To Halle Berry and the cast, Melissa McCarthy, all the cast. Congratulations to you guys. That was fantastic.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Bobby, where are we going next?
Ooh, right, so unfortunately, you were telling us about your phenomenal kickoff to the unofficial summer weekend. And there was a shooting at on Hollywood, Florida.
On the beach.
On the beach. Well, you know where else there was a shooting?
Chicago.
Revere, Massachusetts, just a few miles from where I live. I forgot. Two separate incidents where nobody died, but they had two separate incidents within an hour of each other. So not all with handguns, just a kid pulling it out. Why they had it, they were all young. Why this is how we have to resolve an issue, I don't know. But the same as Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood had 9 injuries, and there were 2 men involved in that one. 4 children were hit between the ages of 1 and 17, and then 5 adults between 25 and 65. They said the police got 5 handguns that were recovered. 2 of them were stolen. And it happened at 7 p.m., Revere, Mass. And Revere Beach is the first public beach in the United States of America. And that's what that's what happened on our beach.
Bullets has no name. When I was a kid, when they would shoot during the 4th of July, we lived in the projects, and they would shoot New Year's Eve, we would have to get in the bathtub or get between the walls because my grandmother would always say, bullets ain't got no name. Unfortunately, that was the early 70s. Look where we are now. Bullets does not have a name. You go out here recklessly shooting at whoever you mad at or whoever you feel like can cross you or have you, and you're not trained. You don't know how to use a weapon.
No.
Weapons have kickback. You shoot a gun. You never hit the intended target, but you hit the person close to or close proximity because you have no training. That is, I want them to remove some of these guns off the street, but I'm more mad that these people are just reckless with it. That, damn it, if you're going to own a gun, even if it's illegal, take your ass to the gun range and at least learn how to use this weapon. You may kill your own kid or your own mama just because you don't know what the weapon in your hand will do. Because
you're 120% right. And one of these shootings, they actually, that happened at Revere Beach, they had, somebody was filming it. I think they were just filming because there was a disagreement and they could see it. The kid just raised the gun, put it in the air. He just shot a shooting flame just up in there. He didn't know he wasn't even pointing it at anybody.
Yeah.
But it could have gone into the buildings. It could have gone into a car, a mother nursing her baby in the car because it's a hot night. Because it was in the 90s, so just trying to get a nice cool breeze.
Let me tell you what's so scary, Bobby. What's so fascinating to me now. My son, I tried to show him how to shoot. It's so comfortable playing the video games with the shooting. Oh, he shoots and kills everything. But when I actually gave him the real weapon to put in his hand, he was petrified. I think there's a fascination with these kids when they, because of the video games and they're so real. But then you get the real thing. You don't realize you're not killing the character on the film. You are actually killing a person.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
I think there is no bridge in the middle to let you know reality from fiction. I think a lot of people just don't get that. I don't know. I'm not perfect. I don't know, but it seems so weird to me.
It does with me too. And we don't even have like lots and lots of guns in Boston. I mean, of course we have guns, so I don't want people going, "Oh, you're full of it." But we don't. It's so hard to get legalized guns, because it's so hard to get a license. But this kid just wasn't even. It was so reckless. I don't know who in the world he thought he was shooting. I don't know if he even hit his intended target or if he hit other people. But three people were shot and they had to go to the hospital. All of them, none of them critical, thank God. But I don't know how the people in Florida did. I couldn't find an updated article that said that they were released or whatnot. But a one-year-old being shot, that's catastrophic. Yeah. Period.
I can't even attack Florida. And as much as, I love to go out to Florida, I can't because my home state, my hometown, Chicago, Illinois, was off the rails this weekend. 3-day holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, 51 shot from ages, which range from age 2 to 76.
Can you imagine?
No, and don't want to. And I love my city, but I have no intention of going to visit my city right now until they find out what is going on there. I don't know the disgruntlement. I don't know the anger or the bitterness that people have. But they're shooting old people and babies, Bobby. Nothing is off limits. It is preposterously scary to live in some of these cities. And that is why I appreciated the time that I had in Ohio. It was just none of that. It was love. Yeah.
It was welcoming. A reset.
It was warming. It was calming. It was smiles. And they got some large white people in Ohio. Let me say, they got some very large white people in Ohio. And they all go together. Oh my God. I thought I was challenging with my top and bottom. Oh my God.
Could you imagine the springs in that car?
Could you imagine me trying to find your area when you're trying to find mine? Good God.
It must be like the fat slapping must sound like applause.
Ooh, give me the. But everybody was so pleasant and so friendly. And I hate that the world is like that, Bobby, because we see all this violence. And I think these kids just want to. I don't think they try to outdo each other, but I do think that there is a copycat effect that if somebody is going through something, I went and shut up a store with 10 people. The next person, I got to outdo that person. So they kill 10, I got to kill 15. I don't know the mindset of the youth. I don't. And I don't want to know.
No, I don't understand it either. But I feel it is reckless. I don't know if there's machismo, like they have to prove themselves to somebody. But this isn't the way. I'm back to what you had said. They have to realize what the consequences of using that gun are, how to use it correctly, and what the consequences are. But unfortunately, I don't see that happening until we get have some sort of gun reform or gun control.
And what happened for me, Bobby, I think that during the pandemic, when the kids were stuck at home for 2 years, a lot of them, the video game was with them for 18 hours out of a 24-hour day. And if all you're doing is shooting and killing, and some of these video games are extremely violent. My children have them. I can't even last it. My kids have, and I'm looking, I'm hearing the language, and they raping women and killing women and blowing. A lot of these kids do not know how to differentiate the truth from, and it carries over into real life, and it's very scary for us. It is. It's crazy.
Especially if they have no one flame. So you're a parent and you're at home, and if you hear something you don't like, you could combat it and say, "Now listen, that's not." But some kids don't have that. There isn't anybody at home or that can kind of show them the way. It's super scary. You are afraid to go out to go to Revere Beach. I mean, I just can't imagine that. So the beach is down below the water in the sand, and you kind of sit on a wall, and people have pizza and stuff like, and you can't even do that.
The fear of going to public beaches was what? A shark bite, a mosquito bite,
right?
Somebody drowning,
stepping on someone's booze bottle.
Yeah, not any of this. The world has changed so much for horror. And as much as we have much more information at our fingertips, I kind of wish we did. I sometimes kind of wish that we did not.
Yeah, it's true. now that the news over the past 20 years is, you know, it's a click of a button, and with social media, it's a second. You know, you don't have to actually look it up. It's just feeding continuously. It is scary. It is super scary.
It's not getting any better.
No, I don't see it getting any better. Did you see Chris Christie and Mike Pence are set to announce, they think, next Tuesday and put their hat in the ring for president?
Yeah.
I just saw Chris Christie pop up.
I wouldn't vote for Mike Pence after he was a wuss last year.
Oh, I wouldn't either.
And I would not vote for Chris Christie because Chris Christie is wishy-washy to me. And when I say that, I actually liked him before that bridge incident, and I liked him before he allowed Trump to walk over him, and then he found himself, and now he's the biggest advocate after Trump. But it's too late. The damage has been done because you kissed the brass ring. That is why I have no respect for Chris Christie. You can't you can't play both sides against the middle for me.
I know exactly what you're saying. If I had to choose between the two, though, I got to tell you, I'm going with Chris Christie.
Oh, yeah, I would go if I had to choose between those two. But I don't think those two would even make the ticket. Let me just be honest.
No, I don't. I think they're distracting. But I mean, it's better than DeSantis with his audio announcement. That was the weirdest thing I ever heard. I don't know if Elon Musk owns him, but he certainly has his live streaming. Elon's got problems with it because there were more glitches in that announcement.
Well, that was because Ron DeSantis don't want to debate. Ron DeSantis is not good at debating, and he gets frazzled. And because Andrew Gilliam tore his ass up in one of the debates when they were running for governor. He can't handle a debate. He cannot handle the confrontation. He's not good with the confrontation.
It's an opportunity lost, though, don't you think, Flame? I mean, to get your puss out there. He's a decent-looking man. It's not like he's Quasimodo's kid. And be able to announce it. Nobody will be arguing. Maybe you'd have some hecklers. I don't know. But I think his people would take care. I don't know. An audio, that just seems...
It speaks volumes to the character that he does not have, because y'all love to go after Joe Biden. They love to go after Joe Biden. If he on this, Joe Biden ain't scared to debate. Joe Biden ain't scared to stand up to your ass. And for the most part, he remembers all his words.
Well, he mostly does. And if it does, he comes back to it. God bless him. I noticed as he's getting older, the only thing I can say about Joe, and I feel badly because I have a friend that has a stutter, that it's easy when you can train yourself when you're younger. And as you get older, you have to think about it more. So you don't. And the worst thing that he could possibly do as an older candidate is stutter. So I do see him with his language. He's a little slower and more calculated because he just wants to make sure he doesn't have any mishaps that way. To me, he's getting the job done. Not according to Bill O'Reilly, who thinks he's the weakest president in history other than
I will take the stutter over the hate. I would take the stutter over the hate.
Absolutely. He's not somebody that you're ever going to get hate with. He's a compassionate, real person who's had life tragedies himself. And I don't feel like he's throwing them at you. But when he reminds you, it's that he's really saying, I understand. You know, I've been there and I understand. And I am so sorry that this is happening to you, too. So, but I saw that. I thought Chris Christie was interesting since the last time I spoke with you. That popped up.
I liked Chris Christie before the bridge incident. And then I liked him before he jumped on the Trump bandwagon. He drank the Kool-Aid. But now he has let the Kool-Aid run out of him and he's on something else. I don't like the wishy-washiness. If you were going to be with Trump, be with Trump. If you're going to be against Trump, be against Trump from jump. I can't take the back. That's like Fauci. Fauci was started off with Trump and then he had the negative. I can't trust that because
I think for Chris, he wasn't listening to him at the end. And then when all of a sudden the last 3 weeks of the presidency, when he started doing the really crazy stuff, I think he just washed his hands and was like, this guy he's just not going to listen to a goddamn thing. I will say, I love Chris Christie when he debates or when he goes back and forth, because I think they have a true friendship with Donna Brazile on this week on the Sunday morning show. They are hysterical together. And she holds him accountable and he holds her. But she is such a smooth way. I love her.
Speaking of Chris Christie going back and forth, would that be the donut shop or Krispy Kremes or the pizza?
I know. God bless him. I think he had that surgery. Bless his little heart.
He had the surgery and got bigger.
Right?
He should have went to Subway and had a tuna sandwich with Jerry.
eat a carrot or something. The poor guy. That shows that he really doesn't do too well with the stress or whatever that it kind of gets on. What do you think? Who was the other candidate that already announced? Was it Tim Scott who had already announced? What do you think of him?
Look, who?
Tim's Yeah, I don't know much about him.
Who?
Other than he's kind of got a gummy smile. You know, whenever I hear his name, I'm like, oh, the guy with the gums. There's nothing that he has said so far that's interested me.
He has been the pawn for that party for such a long time. He is just, to me, he is Herschel Walker with an intelligent diction.
Oh, I was just going to say he's better than Herschel Walker.
Diction, but his philosophy and his ideology ain't much off. He is Herschel Walker with an intelligent diction.
Yeah, he actually went to his classes and got the education. So far, I don't think there's absolutely anything that's in there other than that's interesting about the presidency.
Here goes something that's interesting. The House just secured the votes to pass the debt ceiling bill to avert default.
They did. Okay, good.
That sounds wonderful for the economy and for the country to hold on, that we ain't going to break. But there's another side. There's a side effect to that bill, y'all. And if you are of a certain age and you are on EBT or whatever, now they're not adding no new government programs. They're not adding no new social government programs. But in 2 years, they will be allowed, and they say in 2 years. But if the Ron Don ticket get in, it won't be 2 years because they use the executive order all the time. They will switch that. So if you are of a certain age, you're going to have to work incapacitated not to just to get EBT. And if you don't work 20 hours a week, according to the rules, you have to wait 3 years to reapply. So if Bobby, our age, if we had to go work to get EBT, and I'm like, I don't want to work this week. And I did. If I fall short, I would have to wait a whole nother 3 years just to reapply because I didn't do what was required of me to get my EBT. It is a lot. And no new taxes on the rich, nothing on the rich. They still get away with everything. It is.
There are a lot that are angry, though, on the Republican side. There was a Rep. Dan Bishop who wants to vote to oust McCarthy because he feels that he didn't do too much. What I think that he's failing to this is an extortion. You know, we're supposed to pay our past bills. The debt ceiling is money that we already owe out. So you've got to pay your bills. It should never have been held that to begin with. Talk about politics being played. Nobody ever should have said, you give me this and then we'll sign off so we pay our bills. They should have just paid the goddamn bills. Should we get a hold of our spending? Absolutely. It's out of control. That's under the Republicans as well. Nobody has dealt with it that much. So, I mean, they're going to do some things. They're going to claw back some of the COVID relief. I think there was $28 billion that hadn't been allocated yet. They're keeping $5 billion so that in the COVID, so they can continue to examine and research vaccines and how we can prevent or try to eradicate COVID. They're going to cut some money for the Internal Revenue Service. Those monies were going to go to like customer service, you know, ways that would help people be able to use the service better. It does maintain climate and clean energy, although they're not very happy about that, the Republicans. And it's expediting pipeline in West Virginia. And that will stay. So it's sort of, you know what, if I can give you a positive spin, there was compromise made on both sides. That's what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about the two parties working together. This is what people are being, the Democrats hired on Biden. Biden came in saying that he wanted to work in a bipartisan fashion, reach across the aisle, bring people over and work. So, yes, he had to compromise as well. I'd like to see it pass the Senate and get our bills paid. It would have been catastrophic, as we know, if it didn't pass. We would have lost our credit rating. And some people say big deal. Well, it is a big deal. We can't borrow money. Just like you, when you don't pay your bill, you're not going to buy a car at a lower interest rate. You have to pay more. We don't want to pay more as Americans for the money. So I'm glad. I'm thrilled. Thank you very much for keeping me in the loop.
Bobby Clifford, listen to me and hear me well. This is why it is so important for Americans to vote and to vote your present. I always say that I'm not trying to vote my future. My future looks bleak. My present is my past. This looks very scary. But the present is the scariest thing that we are living in right now. You don't need to worry what's going to happen tomorrow. You got to get past today.
It's true. The only thing I worried about was the climate stuff, because that is for, it's not going to affect you or me as much, but it will affect grandchildren, you know, if we don't try to stuff to clean up stuff. So I was thrilled. I mean, what the Republicans wanted, deeper spending cuts and stricter work requirements. They wanted more, so they didn't get that. And they wanted to repeal billions of dollars that President Biden has already put out there to transition to lower emissions. They didn't get that. We wanted to raise taxes on corporations and high earners. We didn't get that. And we also didn't get something that Biden was really pushing for. I think he's going to come back around and do it in a different way. He wanted to take steps to reduce Medicare spending on prescription drugs. He's already done it. And he wanted to do it in other ways to try to bring costs down. So,
Flamex and people out there in Laugh and Learn land, please hear me and hear me well. I am a staunch Democrat, but there are a lot of Republican values that I agree with. I know a lot of y'all ain't like me saying this, but there are a lot of Republican values that I agree with. The problem is not the Republican values. It's the Republicans that are delivering them. They are the assholes. I would love to be able to work on the strength of my own brow to take care of my family, but you have to afford me an equal opportunity to do that. That is the problem. Racism and the hate because of color or gender or whatever. If you want me to be able to take care of me and my family fairly, then give me a fair opportunity to be able to work and do that. That's all I'm asking. I like the whole, I don't want to be the crutch. I don't need a crutch. I've had a crutch before. I want to be able to work off the strength of my brow, my talent. And when I say this, when I talk about Republican, I'm not just talking about Republican Party. I'm talking about even with my own community. You can't expect me to be this, that, and the third. You want me to be who you want me to be, but you don't treat me fairly. I have to take care of my family. Did you consider my feelings when you tried to take things away from me? So why would I not consider your feelings? You have to do that. And I'm not talking to no one person in general. I love that the Republican Party pushes, these are your children. These, you work for them. We're going to make sure you're taken care of. You got fair housing. But we need to be fair. Now, a lot of Republicans don't think like that. God, do I miss Ron Paul. God, do I miss Ron Paul. He was the greatest Republican to me.
The old, I miss all the old. So the on the Democrat side, I miss Tip O'Neill. I miss Teddy Kennedy. The people who could literally reach across and bring people over, they would duke it out on the floors of Congress and the Senate during the day. And then they'd be out at night having, oh, Clint, let's go for dinner. We're going to Bill's Steakhouse. They didn't actually hate each other. They just had different ideologies and they fought for their constituents. Now I feel like the constituents are last. I feel like it's something personal and their special interests are more what's being fought for rather than the people that elected them.
Which is why there are people like myself and Bobby Clifford to bring the world together, because I'm going to tell you right now, me and Bobby don't always agree on everything, but you will never know it. That's because that'd be our private conversation. But we... But where you find the common ground is what America was supposed to be made of. You were supposed to find a common ground and say, hey, we may not cook the meal the same way, but we can eat at the same table.
That's exactly right. You just talked about the American dream, Flame, when you were in Ohio.
Yeah.
Everybody at a function, getting along, not talking about everything else. The focus was on family and fun. And that's how we used to be. And then your political ideology, we didn't even talk about it before. Now I feel like people wear buttons when they go out. You know, I've got in my neighborhood, Trump 2024 already on the lawn. I'm like, it's only 20, you know, this is before he even said he was going to run.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have that. It's unfortunate. I wish we'd come back. I've got some of my best friends are Republicans. They have different ideology, less government. For some reason, they don't mind being in our uterus, but less government for everything else.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But I think we need more. So I have a special needs sister. I see what not having means can do. And I feel like we need to at least take care of our weaker party, the elderly and the special needs.
And our veterans. And I'm going to have to say that
they're
so disregarding to the people who have put their lives on the line, lost limbs, lost their minds. You know, they still alive,
their
but
minds,
they don't know. They lost their minds. They lost their ability and their will to want to fight because you took it. They went over there and they did all that they need to do to help this country. And then when they came back, you discarded them like trash. I think the veterans are probably more peed on than black and brown people in this country. And that's sad. That is sad.
I agree with that. I think, especially medically, so you go to the VAs, and they have some of the best clinicians at the VAs, but nobody, we're not fully taking care of bills. And when I say that, it costs money. If you don't live near the VA and you have to go get a hotel because you have to, you know, that you have to go to the VA for something, we should be covering whatever that cost is, the copays, the parking, the, you know, these people don't have a dollar. They don't have a pot to pay.
The housing. So many of them are homeless.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
And then they suffer not mental illness. They suffer from PTSD because they have experienced. They walk, me and you walking down a field and you blow up next to me. I have to live with that. I have to live through that. I have to live past that and hope that I don't step on. You know, it's so many things that people don't consider, but it's just, this is the world that we have created to live in.
It is. I will say that as far as funding, for what I could read, they're not touching anything with the veterans. What President Biden wanted to do, though, is he wanted to grow the program. And I don't know if they're going to give us the money to grow the program. You know, we have to keep non-defense spending under or at 1%. I don't know if that's part of the 1% or if they would consider that defense spending. It should be. It should be part of the defense. But, you know, we can't just be building bombs and trucks to send these boys and girls over with. That should be part of the full package.
Especially when y'all building bombs and million-dollar planes and shit that don't work. They'll never even get off the ground, or they don't work. So you spend all this money on a weapon that you don't work. And so when you get frustrated with it, you sell it to another country. They perfect it and then use it on us. Oh, that's next week's topic.
And on that note, no.
Okay, listen. The arms war didn't start with us. President Obama didn't start the arms war. You got to go all the way back to Oliver North and Ronald Reagan for that one.
But Ronald Reagan, that's right.
That's a whole other subject. Y'all don't give me the reminder, y'all, because, you know, I didn't have an edible. I remember everything right now. listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here, Laugh and Learn. I'm hoping that with this podcast that you come in here with an open and free mind to listen, to learn, because I surround myself with people that teach me, that I learn from, which includes Bobby Clifford, which is one of my favorite hosts on here. I am not the smartest person. I know y'all think that. I am not. And some things I am uninformed about, but I am a sponge that is willing to take it in if you're willing to give it to me. That's the problem. A lot of y'all has closed your sponge hole, so you won't learn.
It's the truth. That's all you want from somebody. What you want, someone who's got unbelievable common sense like you have, and a willingness to learn, right? Yeah. And that's about a lot of these subjects when we're discussing that we're going to talk about, I have to look them up. But I'm willing to, and it's interesting. And then I kind of peel them back on my own time and see if I can get more information. So, yeah, that's how this is our opinion.
That's because you got the assignment, Bobby, because here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Some of y'all
Isn't
wasting my time and your man. And please, though, because I ain't got no damn for your time or your man. But I love that you guys come. This is our three years in. We have been having the best time. I thank my one of the producers, Mr. Aaron, who always keep us on even keel, even when I'm backwards. And my great co-host, Bobby, and sometimes TTJ. I appreciate that you guys come in, hit me with information. We transfer, because that's what Laugh and Learn Coffee Time was always about. A transfer of information. I can't teach you, and you can't teach me if we're not listening to each other.
That's the truth.
So thank you for joining us here at Laugh and Learn. Bobby Clifford! That's my toots, y'all. That's toots. Thank you. I think I may do Love Lounge, maybe. We'll see.
Oh, you're a liar. Oh. edible is gonna really kick in a few minutes. You'll be looking for a snack, and then your bed.
Well, maybe not.
Am I wrong?
It was something come between the snack and the bee.
Well, there you go.
We ain't talking about that right now. We appreciate you guys for joining us. Listen to me. Follow Bobby Clifford on social media at Bobby Clifford on Instagram, on Facebook. Where else you at, Bobby?
That's really, I'm barely on those, but that's where I am.
And follow me on YouTube at Flame Monroe, Instagram at Monroe Flame. Facebook is Marcus Flame Monroe Parker. Twitter is Flame Monroe. TikTok is Flame Monroe 125. And if you can, go and download and watch my video of me doing Tina Turner in 2002. I did a whole production. Just type Google or type in Flame Monroe Tina Turner and you'll pop up. It was a great production number. God, I still wish I had those legs. But it was great, and it's in great memory of a legend that we have lost. We have lost so many legends, but Tina Turner was one of the absolute best. She was simply the best. I think that's what we should call this podcast, simply the best. She was simply the best, better than all the rest. And I appreciated her, and I loved doing her. And if you guys want to book me, hit a bitch up. I'm ready. Thank you, Bobby Clifford. Mwah. Thank you, Flamettes. Thank you, A Laugh and Learn World.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame Monroe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.